With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Supreme Court has reined in a lower court order that allowed a watchdog group wide-ranging access to records of the Trump administration's Department of Government Efficiency. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The High Court's majority said a judge's directive allowed Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington to examine DOJ's recommendations for cost savings at executive branch agencies was not appropriately tailored. In a two-page order Friday, the Supreme Court said such access was not a proper way to resolve an ongoing dispute about whether DOJ is a federal agency subject to the Freedom of Information Act or operates as a presidential advisory body that does not have to share its records with the public. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Senate Republicans have made changes to their party's sweeping tax bill in hopes of preserving a new policy that would prevent states from regulating AI. Republicans are proposing to block states from receiving federal funding for broadband if they regulate AI. It is something that just recently was unthinkable.
A federal judge has signed off on arguably the biggest change in the history of college sports, clearing the way for schools to begin paying their athletes millions of dollars as soon as next month. U.S. Judge Claudia Wilkin approved the final proposal that had been hung up on roster limits. The sweeping terms of the so-called House settlement include approval for each school to share up to $20.5 million with athletes over the next year and $2.7 billion to thousands of former players who were barred from that revenue for years. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
President Trump deploying 2,000 California National Guard troops despite the governor's objections to L.A., where protests Saturday led to clashes between immigration authorities and demonstrators. The White House said in a statement tonight he was deploying the guardsmen to address the lawlessness that's been allowed to fester in California. This is SRN News. The Southern Poverty Law Center is at it again. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The historic civil rights organization has released its annual list of hate groups, and once again it has selected several mainstream evangelical Christian ministries because they oppose the LGBT agenda. Focus on the Family has been placed on the SPLC's Hate Watch Extremist Rundown, along with the Christian legal group Alliance Defending Freedom and Moms for Liberty, which fights transgenderism in the public schools. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
June is Gay Pride Month, but festivities will be muted as a growing number of major corporations are refusing to fund such events under pressure from unhappy customers. San Francisco Pride is facing a $200,000 budget gap after corporate donors dropped out. In Missouri, KC Pride has lost about half its annual budget. President Trump has encouraged America's businesses communities to stop promoting the LGBT agenda, especially to kids. This is SRN News. Archaeologists in Virginia are trying to identify the remains of four Confederate soldiers.
The skeletons were found on the grounds of the Colonial Williamsburg Foundation. The museum's archaeologists were excavating a building from the American Revolution when it discovered the remains. They believe the men died at a field hospital that operated during a Civil War battle in 1862. The soldiers were reinterred this week at a Williamsburg cemetery. The museum's effort to identify them will continue for several months. John Scott reporting.
Canadian wildfires forcing another 1,000 people to flee their homes at Snow Lake, Manitoba, which is under a state of emergency. The fire has already forced out all 5,000 residents of the nearby city of Hin Hong and 1,000 more in surrounding cottages and homes. When the Snow Lake evacuees are added in Manitoba, about 19,000 homes are displaced from their residences. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.